Title: California Governor Approves Three More Employment Laws, Ban the Box, Expansion of Sexual Harassment Training, and Contractors Liable for Subcontractors' Wage and Benefit Obligations. Content: The deadline for California Governor Jerry Brown to sign new bills into law officially expired October 15, 2017. In addition to signing five bills last week, the governor signed three more employment-related bills into law over the weekend relating to the use of job applicants' criminal history, the required components of sexual harassment training, and the liability of building contractors for their subcontractors' failure to pay wages, fringe benefits, or other benefit payments. The three new laws all become effective on January 1, 2018. Restrictions on the use of and inquiry into applicants' conviction history, AB 1008, ban the box laws have been on the rise in recent years. As we explained in our general discussion of this trend earlier this year, ban the box laws typically prohibit employers from asking applicants about prior convictions on a job application and restrict an employer from seeking out or relying upon an applicant's conviction history until later in the hiring process. Some laws, such as those adopted in Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco, also impose a fair chance process that regulates the conditions and manner for employers to use prior convictions as a basis for denying employment. Effective January 1, 2018, AB 1008 amends the Fair Employment and Housing Act to prohibit employers with five or more employers from directly or indirectly inquiring into, seeking the disclosure of, or considering an applicant's conviction history, including questions on a job application, until after the applicant receives a conditional offer of employment. AB 1008 also prohibits employers from considering, distributing, or disseminating information about any of the following while conducting a background check in connection with an application for employment: arrests not followed by a conviction, with some exceptions; referral to, or participation in, a pre-trial or post-trial diversion program; convictions that have been sealed, dismissed, expunged, or statutorily eradicated. AB 1008 expressly does not apply to positions with a criminal justice agency, with a farm labor contractor, where a state or local agency is legally required to conduct a conviction history background check, or where state, federal, or local law either requires an employer to conduct criminal background checks or restricts employment based on criminal history. Like the local ordinances adopted in Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco, AB 1008 mandates that employers follow a fair chance process before denying employment based on an applicant's conviction history. AB 1008's process, which will apply to all employers with five or more employees beginning on January 1, 2018, operates as follows: individualized assessment. Employers who intend to deny employment to an applicant based on his or her conviction history must first perform an individualized assessment of whether the conviction history has a direct and adverse relationship with the specific duties of the job that justify denying the applicant the position. Written notice of preliminary decision. If an employer makes a preliminary decision to deny employment after performing an individualized assessment of the conviction history, the employer must provide the applicant with written notification of the preliminary decision and the conviction history that is the basis for decision. The employer must also provide the applicant with a copy of any conviction history report the employer obtained, and the employer must expressly inform the employee of the right to respond to the notice of the employer's preliminary decision before that decision becomes final and the deadline by which to respond. 5-day waiting period. Applicants will have at least 5 business days to respond, in writing, to any notice of a preliminary decision to deny employment based in any way on the applicant's conviction history, and employers must consider any information submitted before finalizing an employment decision. If the applicant disputes the accuracy of a conviction history report and states that they are taking steps to obtain evidence supporting that assertion, they will receive 5 additional business days to respond to the notice. Final written notice. Once an employer finalizes